Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you for joining me today. What's up, everybody? Today we're going to be talking about Ace Your Results. I picked ACE because, A, I love Texas Hold'em poker, but because the acronym actually really expresses these three key things that I keep bringing up in my coaching, I keep talking about, even in personal, I'm talking to my friends. There's these three words that just keep flying out, and that is effort, choices, and action. And if you put that backwards, it spells ACE. Effort, choices, and action. Those acronym is ACE. So ACE Your Results. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to break it down. Today, we're going to dive into these three things. And if we can get these in control, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So the first thing is effort, the E there, effort. My question to you is, when you've got something that you want to get done and you want to get scheduled, how hard are you trying to get this together? Is it in your day planner? Do you show up for it? You know, is your energy level there? Even if it's a task that's not that fun or, you know, it's a little daunting, how hard are you trying to make this thing come together? What's your effort like? That's a real key component in this, you know? How are you showing up for it? You know, what's your excuse level? I can't believe how many people buy their own excuses. You know, they like convince themselves. And the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of times where as I'm coaching or I'm interacting with people, I have to call them out. Like, that's actually an excuse. And it's like, you know what? You're right. You know? So it's not they're completely oblivious to it, but there are some people that like have convinced themselves of their excuses, which get in the way of effort. Okay. And trying and showing up for yourself and actually time blocking, making time in your day for maybe it is a daunting task or something you're not really looking forward to doing, but your effort in going after it is really where it helps get it done. The next one is choices. Every day, all day, throughout the day, you're just constantly filled with choices. Every decision you make moves the marker on the board to get where you want to go. So it's important that you identify, am I choosing distractions over productivity? You know, those are always the choices that come in. When you're in the middle, let's say, of doing your prospecting and you get a text message and then you're back and forth and back and forth and then you kind of segue over to Facebook and off and away you go, those are just, you're picking distractions over productivity. You got to be aware of that. It's almost like everything you're doing is a choice. Are you being a yes person? So every time someone asks you to do something, it's a yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you bet. You got it. No problem. I'll flake on myself. I'll cancel this. I won't show up for myself for that. Yes, yes, yes. You got to check in on that, right? Remember, you have a choice. It's a yes or it's a no or not now. Maybe I could do it later. So be clear with the fact that it doesn't always have to be a yes. You know, also what happens in choices is if something more fun comes up, you know, like I'd rather watch paint dry than prospect. I know that to be true. I prospected for 20 years. I get it, right? So all I'm saying is there are definitely more fun things to do. But again, it goes back to distraction versus productivity. You know, fun versus, you know, achieving the goals that you want and going after it. Yes, things are fun. Time block for fun later. But when it is time for that productive activity, make a choice to get it done. You know, in choices, what will help you in making a right decision is reminding yourself, what do I want? What's my ultimate goal? If I were you, I would have your ultimate goal pinned up. It could be a sticky note. It could be on your day planner. It could be on your to-do list, your mirror in the bathroom. It could be in the closet. You need to pin up what that goal is that you're going after so that every time you are making choices, that becomes relevant in that decision-making process. You know, make a conscious decision throughout your day to be reminding yourself what you want. It will help you when you're making those choices. And then last but not least, and of course, the most impactful one of all is action. Take massive action. My favorite all-time symbol on the planet is the Nike swoosh. The reason is only because the definition of that is their motto, and that's just do it. It's time to go. It's go time. So the action piece is do the task. No excuses, no distractions, no bullshit, nothing. It's go time. You know, trust me, I've been there enough to know it daunting task or things that are not that fun. It's like, good, you keep putting it off to tomorrow, to tomorrow, to tomorrow. You know, next week, next Monday, next month. It just keeps on cycling. And next thing you know, we're about to approach an end of a year and boom, it still doesn't get done. So make sure that you are doing the task. This is something I do. I set alarms for my tasks. So if I'm doing, let's say, reports for my coaching participants, I'll put an alarm on. Like, I'll give myself 40 minutes to do these reports. And when they're done, when the timer goes off, I'm done. I'm going to move to the next task. If I don't get it all done, I will schedule myself another appointment to get it done. Because here's the thing about the alarms. You can snooze once on the alarm, but it's only 5 minutes, okay? If you stay really in cahoots about that, you will get the task done in a certain amount of time. It'll be more productive. You know, here's the bottom line with taking action. You got to punch distractions in the face. You've got to really be regimented in this space. When your phone is dinging and pinging, turn it over, shut it off, put it to voicemail, leave it go. Some people are convinced in 2019 that fast response is the only way to get clients loyal or get things done. I disagree. There's other ways that you can do it. I find it to be extremely distracting when all you're doing is thinking that all day long you're putting out fires and handling everything when you're really not being as productive as you like to be. You can also set yourself an appointment like, hey, here's a gap time where I'm going to go over all these things that keep distracting me during when I was doing my task. The other thing is, the more that you take action, the better you get. I think that's one thing I really want you to know for sure. When you take massive action, that's where you're building your confidence, that's where you're improving, and that's where you're seeing those results. It's bigger results. All right, everybody, hope you're having a great, productive day. Don't forget, effort, choices, and action. It's time to ace your results, and you can do it if you get these three things down. DJ, kick us off with something that's going to pump up our week this week and get us motivated to take massive action. Don't forget, you can check me out on lisacrown.com. Follow me on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook. Thank you.